All this week, the Innovation Trail is taking a look at the economics of guns in New York State in light of the state's new gun control laws. This morning, we take a look at concerns that arose in a town built around a gun manufacturing company after the legislature passed those new gun control laws last month. That anxiety has been heightened as several states have been trying to lure Remington Arms away from the Mohawk Valley village of Ilion. But as the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, there may not be much substance to those advances.
In the weeks since Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the toughest gun control laws in the nation, lawmakers from Oklahoma, Arizona, Michigan, and South Carolina have reached out to the owner of Remington Arms, Freedom Group, inviting them to relocate to their states. In his letter, South Carolina Congressman Jeff Duncan said, quote, "The enemies of freedom are waging a war on the Second Amendment." He told the Freedom Group his state has a better climate for both manufacturing and gun rights.
I think any elected official sending a communication to the company, which finds its way into the public domain right now, it's just a PR stunt.
Greg Leroy is the executive director of Good Jobs First, a nonprofit organization that tracks government subsidies and promotes accountability in economic development. He says these lawmakers are seizing an opportunity to show voters they're aggressive on jobs.
So I can't point to another story like this one. It's really unusual.
Just because lawmakers have reached out to Remington, it doesn't mean talks are happening or packages are being pieced together. The letter sent from Michigan legislators directed company officials to contact its economic development agency. When reached, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation was unaware the letter had even been sent. But that doesn't mean people in the tight-knit Mohawk Valley community of Ilion aren't worried.
Certainly when you have congressmen from other states reaching out to companies, I think that's, at a minimum, a cause for concern, cause for anxiety.
Mark Feen is the director of the Herkimer County Industrial Development Agency, an economic development body for the county that's been the home of Remington Arms for nearly 200 years. He and other local economic development officials and politicians have vowed to stand up to fight and keep Remington in Ilion.
With us having the toughest gun laws and they're being recruited by other states, be foolish not to be concerned with that, and I think we certainly are.
This isn't the first time other states have tried to entice Remington out of New York, but in his 15 years working with the union that represents Remington workers, Frank Rusty Brown says this is the worst it's been.
This has become a real threat to our jobs.
Remington employs more than 1,200 people in Ilion. The factory produces several lines of guns, including the Bushmaster semi-automatic rifle, now banned from being sold in New York under the new laws. Remington will still be allowed to make assault rifles and export them to other states and sell them through military and law enforcement contracts. Freedom Group has been silent on its future. The company has not returned several requests for comment. It told the local Utica Observer-Dispatch it's, quote, carefully evaluating its options. Over the past 5 years, New York's Empire State Development Corporation has given Freedom Group $5.5 million to consolidate operations from Connecticut and Massachusetts in Ilion. That allowed the plant to nearly double its workforce. But New York wouldn't be able to use the generosity of those grants as leverage to keep Remington in the state if ownership gets serious about leaving, according to an Empire State Development official who declined to be identified due to the sensitivity of the issue. The official says requirements tied to the grants, which were mostly given out from 2009 to 2011, have been fulfilled. The official also noted the money was given out during previous administrations, hinting Governor Cuomo may have a different attitude towards gun subsidies. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.